While states gear up for this fall's elections, many are looking at ways to keep the voting process secure from hackers, malware, and disinformation. One way they're doing that is by calling in the National Guard to provide cybersecurity expertise. From Denver, Megan Verley prepared this report for the American Homefront Project.
We want to encourage folks to be able to exercise their right to vote. It is safe, it is secure, and it's something that that we are protecting.
On the morning of this summer's Colorado primary, Denver County Clerk Paul Lopez stood in front of a mobile voting center to praise the lengths his office was going to keep voters safe from COVID-19.
Also, you know, all of our election judges, our elections personnel are wearing masks. They're sanitizing our stations.
But literal viruses aren't the only ones election officials have to worry about. Behind the scenes, efforts are underway to make sure the computer systems elections rely on aren't compromised by bad actors. A recent Senate intelligence report laid bare Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 election for President Trump. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says they're likely to try to interfere again.
When we are in the COVID-19 crisis, there is a tendency to drop the ball on the fact that Russia is actively trying to undermine our democracy. And our partnership with the National Guard is just one of many things we do to make sure that Coloradans can have confidence in our election results.
Colorado started working with the National Guard on election cybersecurity around 7 years ago, as it was moving to a statewide electronic poll book and all-mail ballots. This year's team is made up of a half dozen Guard members, including Captain Reese Watkins.
I'm the Cyber Network Defense Manager for the Cyber Protection Team 174.
Watkins is a programmer in his daily life. Others on the team work in corporate security and similar fields. He says they're used to operating in the private sector, as well as the heavily protected systems used by the military.
Almost every single person on my team has a day-to-day job that we do this full-time. So it helps us stay in the current workforce and know exactly what's happening in real life.
In general, the team's job isn't to fight threats, just to find them. That can be anything from someone spreading misinformation on social media to direct attacks on the state's crucial voter registration database. What they spot, they pass on to Colorado's own IT professionals to address. Captain Watkins says their real strength is as a set of fresh eyes searching for vulnerabilities.
When you're looking at your home, right, you don't see very many things that are wrong until someone comes over and visits and they see something wrong with your house. You're like, wow, that your window is broken. And you go, oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that. So that's kind of what we're there to do, is just be another set of eyes.
This year, more than 30 U.S. states have some sort of IT partnership with their National Guard to provide election support. Colonel George Haynes is the chief of cyber operations at the National Guard Bureau in Washington, D.C. He says states and federal security agencies in general have been doing more to collaborate on cybersecurity since the last presidential election.
We have seen an increase in partnership, an increase in information sharing, an increase in working together through tabletop exercises, through sharing of tactics, techniques, and procedures.
But it doesn't sit well with everyone.
When the military runs elections in other countries, it's considered that those countries have a military dictatorship.
That's John Lindback. He spent 8 years as Oregon's election director and then volunteered overseas as an election observer. He says if civilian election officials feel they absolutely must have the National Guard's help, they should at least be completely transparent about it with the public.
Who from the National Guard is helping you? Exactly what are they doing in regards to cybersecurity? And what kind of access have you given them to state and local technology?
The National Association of State Election Directors actually had a panel on partnering with the National Guard at its meeting earlier this year. And Lindback says he was alarmed not to see more people reacting with concern.
I mean, nobody at that meeting said anything, not one word about, well, you know, there could be a potential public perception problem here. What about transparency? Wouldn't that be good?
And the Guard's role in elections may be getting bigger this year. While the cybersecurity partnerships have been developing for a while, this fall could also see boots-on-the-ground operations. The Guard has said it is ready, if needed, to help with the physical challenges of conducting elections during a pandemic. For Here and Now, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.